our text number. It can keep your messages coming.
Of course, among the places counting the cost of the appalling weather is the Royal Botanic Garden in Edinburgh. Hundreds of panels of glass have been smashed or blown away from greenhouses, and dozens of trees have been blown down. Our reporter Hugh Williams has been to take a look.
You've only to walk or drive round any town or city centre over the last couple of days to see dozens of huge trees or branches blown over by the wind. A reminder, I suppose, of the vast number of trees we had, and in fact still have, of course, even in Scotland's most urban spaces. No surprise that there are dozens, hundreds of trees in the Royal Botanic Garden in Edinburgh. Ian Edward from the garden is with me, because you're not immune to the sort of devastating winds that we've had in the last couple of days.
We're certainly not immune, but I've been here for 28 years and I can't remember this kind of devastation happening in the past.
Give me a scale of the numbers of trees, the sort of damage that's been done.
They're still doing the reckoning, but we know that at least 40 of trees have been blown over completely by the wind, and a lot more have been damaged, branches fallen off.
Well, where we're standing, the ground is littered with branches and bits of trees, but we're in the roots of a massive oak tree which would have stood perhaps 45 or 50 feet tall, and this is one that's come down in the winds.
Yeah, this is a British oak tree. It's a lovely big specimen tree, or it was. It's now lying sadly on its side, and even though this is a very big tree, you can see the actual roots don't go down very deep, and that's often surprising for people. You can see that it actually only goes down about 2 metres into the ground.
Well, the great thing for us, of course, although it's sad that the tree has come down, is it means we can now begin to climb up the height of the tree in a way that would never have been possible before. And even just walking along the massive bulk of the body of the tree, we're now perhaps what should have been 20 or 30 feet high.
That's right. And you look here in amongst the bark, these cracks, this is the home, or would be the home, of a great many invertebrates. The British oak has more insects and other invertebrates associated with it than any other native tree. And these are very important, and they, of course, are the food for many of the small birds that live in the botanic garden, the tits, the wrens, the tree creepers. And these, in turn, are the food for some of the bigger, more spectacular birds. So we're standing in this point here very close to the place in which one of the sparrowhawks in the garden nested last year. And these are dependent on these smaller birds, which in turn are dependent on the insects that live in the bark of the oak tree.
Well, look, let's head right up to the crown, the very toppermost of the tree. So we're kind of a little bit fighting through some of the debris and branches. But now we're what should have been 45, 50 feet up in the air, standing alongside this tree.
Yeah, well, this is very exciting for me because, as far as I'm aware, nobody has ever been up here in these branches before. Nobody's had this view that we're getting of the branches, and the fact that they're absolutely covered in lichen. And it's not just one species of lichen here. You can see there's a whole variety of different species, some of them growing quite luxuriantly. And that is a very positive sign, because lichens are very sensitive to atmospheric pollution. And the fact that there's so many lichens growing here and they're looking so healthy suggests, in fact, it's evidence that the climate in Edinburgh has got cleaner over the last few decades, and we're not suffering the wave of pollution that we were in the past, and that's allowed these lichens to grow.
Now, there is a danger, of course, that we only talk about the collapse of a tree like this and the other 40 or 50 that you've lost in the garden as a tragedy, but it is a natural thing to have happened. Perhaps the strong winds of the last couple of days have just speeded up what would have happened anyway.
Yes, that's right. Within a botanic garden like this, it definitely is a tragedy. But in some of the more natural woodland areas within the city and the outskirts, then some of this could be seen as nature's way of pruning out some of the diseased and damaged branches and trees from the wood. And generally speaking, you could say that at the end of that, the wood is healthier than it was at the beginning.
Ian Edward from the Royal Botanic Garden in Edinburgh, thank you very much indeed for joining us on the programme this morning.
Hugh Williams reporting there. It's 21 minutes past 8 now, and Colin Kelly's here to tell us what's coming up.